Hello, hello. Welcome to Call Me Negotiator. And this is a show dedicated to the art of negotiation, the East meets West conversation, and how individuals navigate complex power dynamics across nations and industries. These insights are essential for anyone navigating international trade, cross-border collaborations, and global entrepreneurship. 欢迎收看《请叫我谈判专家》。在这里，我们不仅探讨中西方文化的碰撞，更聚焦真实的实战博弈。欢迎加入我们的听友粉丝群，跨境如果你是女性跨境创业者，或者你身边有正在出海的女性朋友，欢迎通过主页工作号领取跨境避坑与省税实战清单这份免费资料。I'm your host, Charlotte. My perspective is grounded in my background studying law in Chengdu, China, and negotiation at Columbia University in New York. I'm currently specializing in AI-enhanced negotiation training at Ivy's Lab at SFU in Vancouver. We are live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. If you are in Vancouver, you can tune your radio to CJSF 90.1 FM on Burnaby Mountain, or simply head over to cjsf.ca and click Listen Live to join us from anywhere in the world. 欢迎在北京时间每周五早上的八点到九点锁定我的视频号野蛮生长夏洛特同步观看直播。Joining me today is Natasha Raju, a sales representative with Summit International Trade Services Customs Broker, specializing in guiding Canadian importers through complex customs compliance, duty management, and cross-border logistics strategy. Today, we will look at global trade through a negotiation lens and explore how customs brokers protect businesses from hidden regulatory and financial risks, how companies legally reduce duties, optimize cash flow, and structure cross-border e-commerce into Canada, and what leadership, resilience, and strategic thinking look like for women navigating high-stakes international trade. Let's get started. Hello, Natasha.
Hi, Charlotte. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, right. I'm so happy to have you today here. And can we, so in the beginning of the show, we wanted to understand and know you a little bit. So I would ask, what exactly is your role as a customs broker and where do you protect importers the most?
Okay, so a customs broker is a licensed broker authorized by CBSA to represent importers, Canadian importers, ensuring the legal, compliant, and efficient cross-border movement of goods. So we handle documentation, we facilitate shipment releases, and basically everything that any importer would require for importation. So, yeah,
okay,
that's
yes.
what we do.
Thank you. I know that you are in this industry for many years, but I do want to ask, what is your background? How did you get into this industry and love these professions as what you do as a professional? And also, if you could tell us a little bit your life story, how did you ended up in working for Canada customs broker and also based in Vancouver?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's a whole story.
All right. Okay. I'm originally from Fiji. I was born and raised there. I moved here about 20 years ago. And life was, then I got to see life. It wasn't easy moving here, being an immigrant. Slowly, but eventually I, you know, step by step. Step by step, just... focused on the future, my life, my family, my children. I have two kids. I went to school in dentistry. I worked at a dental office for a few years, and then I had to quit that job because it was a daytime job and I needed something night shift to accommodate my children. They were younger at the time. And I ended up working for a customs broker. And what happened was that I ended up liking what I did.
Right.
So that's how I got into the business. I never had any knowledge of this, that there was something like this available. But because of that situation in my life, I ended up working for a customs broker and then liking what I did. And then from there, the journey is, history now. I have been working step by step from a admin position, junior rater, to a senior rater, to operations supervisor, and then now I am a sales representative with the Summit Customs Brokers. So it wasn't easy, stepping up, but I'm glad the people around me, especially the people that I work with, I want to say I'm truly blessed to be working for the company that I am, because they truly saw potential in me and helped me achieve my goals and see things that I didn't even see. So that's my journey, and that's how I got here.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't meet in many people, or probably you're the first one that I met in Vancouver who originally come from Fiji.
Oh,
Fiji,
cool.
Right.
Yes.
that's really awesome, because from what I see, Fiji is like island heaven or something. So
it is beautiful.
Yeah. If you ask me, I wouldn't understand why you move out from the heaven. But like, Vancouver is great. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. So like, but I understand, and I met you in the very professional setting and environment. We met in the Chamber of Commerce Business and Entrepreneurs and Professionals Networking session. So I saw you in a very professional lens, and you do provide me a lot of professional knowledge. Well, to get into the topic and helping our potential clients and customers and or normal people who wanted to do cross-border e-commerce or business, I'm just going to ask some questions about helping us to understand what this job or what your company can help us to do. Mm-hmm. So beyond paperwork, what real risks does a broker actually protect importers from?
So there's a wide range of things that importers, that brokers help our importers.
Right.
Some of it is from starting off documentation. You have to have proper documentation, and then not just any documentation, you have to make sure the proper information is in the documentation as well. So say, for example, Charlotte is importing a container of cosmetics from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
The documentation must have who the supplier is,
mm-hmm.
Who the importer is. If you have a separate delivery location, you need to make sure that that's there as well. The full description of each item, the unit value, the total value, the total invoice value, including currency, which is very important, and the most important thing is the currency of, country of origin, CO.
Right.
So that's one of the things that importers must have when they're importing. The other thing is regulations with CBSA, understanding that and knowing that. A lot of importers rely on customs brokers because we handle the day-to-day compliance and government regulations.
Right.
And we are on the know, and it's our responsibility to keep our importers, our clients, on the know of what the updates are. Currently, there is a storm going on with these tariffs and karma. There's a lot of updates. And there is a lot of questions. So the brokers here, in my experience, our organization, we've been really focusing and educating ourselves on these new updates. A lot of it has to do with the government updating to a digital environment from, you know, going back paper. So there's no paper anymore.
Right.
So that has been a challenge, but that's why the brokers are important, is to help our importers ensure that they're in compliant and regulated with the government when they're importing their goods into Canada.
Right. So you mentioned about CBSA, which I understand stands for Assessment and Revenue Management.
No. So CBSA is Canada Customs Border Agency. The Assessment Revenue Management, that is what we call is CARM. That is the, it's a new implementation by the government, and it's nationwide, all of Canada. Basically, what this is the Calm Project. It launched in October of 2024. And it is a major digital modernization, shifting the responsibility of paying government duties and GST to the importers.
Right.
So the importers are now responsible to ensure that they are paying their duties, GST, to the government, rather than the brokers paying that on their behalf. So that's the update, and that's the shift, and that's what CARM stands for.
I see. So the CBSA is Canada Border Service Agency, and it's more like a department, and the CARM is what the assessment and revenue management is.
Yes.
And then they have this update where, like, the security bond now is very essential, right?
It is. It is required. It is mandatory. You cannot import without that.
Right. Like, so that the broker can help with that, or that it requires ourselves to do it?
Our organization, Summit International, we do provide a service for our importers, existing clients, new clients. We provide a service where, because it's not that simple, it's a bit complex when you are registering yourself on the CARM portal. The issue with it is that the experience I've had is that when importers or somebody who's not very computer savvy, they try to do register themselves, they run into obstacles and situations where when the broker tries to help them after the fact, then it creates difficulty on getting those updates and corrected, which delays the process.
Right.
So what we do is we offer the service to our importers, our new clients, our existing clients, and we tell them this is what it is. We send them all the instructions, A to Z, step by step. And we also offer a service where we have a team who specializes in assisting the importers registering for that. Not only we assist in registering, we also offer a training. We train the importers on how to manage the portal.
Right.
And anytime there is any questions or concerns or any issues that arise, the team is already there, and the importers are welcome to come and use that service.
I see. So I have a question. If I am a beginner level of someone who's doing international e-commerce, let's say, and I don't have a huge budget, I wonder, do I have to have the broker to help me to do this import customs services or regulations, or can I do it myself? Is that mandatory?
Yes. Well, it is mandatory to have a CARM account. It is a government regulation requirement. You must have that. However, having a broker, you can choose to self-clear your shipment yourself. However, you have to ensure you're in compliant with CBSA.
I see.
And the regulations.
Right.
Because our job is not only that we assist with the day-to-day importing documents and assisting with the CARM implementation, but we also assist in ensuring that the correct coding is used. We also ensure that if the country of origins are used correctly as well. Because what happens is that when CBSA does an audit and something doesn't add up, that could potentially lead to more penalties and severe consequences, basically, from CBSA.
I see. I know that your company that you mentioned, it's not just work for the big business and big companies, and then for those kind of individuals who have less budget, you also provide the services to assist them to do all those documentary and the other things, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, right.
The service is for all commercial importers. We do not handle any personal shipments, but anything commercial, we do assist with the with importers like that. Yes,
I see. So even though those things could be cost money, but it's mandatory by the government, and also it can possibly help them to save more money by falling to the pitfalls, right?
Yes, like I said, it's mandatory for all importers to have a CARM account, but not necessarily a customs broker. However, the reason why a customs broker is important is because we provide that intermediate in between CBSA and the importer with the knowledge of regulation and compliance.
Right. In that case, we have to talk about what pitfalls the customers or your clients might possibly fall into and cost them more money. For example, what are the most expensive mistakes importers make today?
That would be undervaluation of the commercial invoices and HS classification. So that is the HS classification is the homogenized coding that we declare that to CBSA.
I see. Yeah. Well, which product categories carry the highest hidden regulatory risks in Canada?
It's pretty much in general. It could be anything.
Right. Like weapons, I can think about like drugs, but there's like cash or food. I have no idea, like, because we can definitely, like, as Chinese, some people like bring some food into, let's say, the States, and that definitely break the rules a lot of times, bring unnecessary risks. Mm-hmm. So I wonder, from your professional experiences, what can you remember or imagine or think of the goods that normal people thought it could be okay, but it's not okay?
I had an experience a few years back where I had a client, he was a new importer, and he was importing tandoori ovens from India. So FYI for importers or anybody planning to import or are importing is that if you are importing such things, you need to make sure that you're compliant and regulated with CBSA and their requirements for that. And for new importers, you are most likely to be flagged for an inspection.
Oh, okay, yeah. We definitely want to avoid that. And we do wanted to talk about that later, to how to help them reduce the damage from being flagged and inspected.
So most new importers are automatically, you know, flagged.
Automatically flagged?
Most of them. I won't say all of them.
Right.
I have seen some of them not being flagged, but most of them, from my experience, I've seen they have been flagged by CBSA. And so what this importer did is that the tandoor ovens that he imported, it had insects in it. So it wasn't fumigated. And
Insects. Okay, so you cannot import insects to Canada. Please make sure.
So, but this is a tandoor oven, right? So it had some clay on it, and the importer didn't realize the risk and didn't read through the regulations and making sure that, you know, you cannot just import such things just like that. You have to ensure that you read through or ask for advice to ensure that you are in compliance with CBSA, right?
I see.
And this shipment got rejected, and the importer had two choices: either get those tandoor ovens destroyed or get it shipped back to wherever he imported from, India. So that's what happened with that one.
I see. Okay, yeah, that is, I think nowadays, maybe using AI chatbot, we can ask something, but AI doesn't really provide most accurate information. Mm-hmm. So before the importers export those goods from their own country, and how can they avoid those? How can they connect or find the custom brokers like you from Canada all the way to confirm those information and let you help them from the export process?
Definitely. That is why there are customs brokers, is to assist importers with questions like yours. So if there is an importer and they want to import something and they're not a client, we can assist with consultation. We do provide that service, a consultation service. If you want to be an importer with us, you want to be a client with us, definitely those services are available with Summit Customs Brokers.
Right. So I actually did some research by doing, for example, like somebody wants to do some international e-commerce business, right? Mm-hmm. And there are two types of those e-commerce business or choices for beginners. The first is that they sign up with delivery or shipping companies, let's say to Amazon or to Walmart or to Costco, right? Mostly that those people, individual business e-commerce owners, that they would probably choose the delivery or shipping companies that covers everything. Mm-hmm. And however, the interest, the money that they make would be a lot less. And then another way is that they probably have some experiences, they want to make more money, and then they would ditch those shipping companies that wrap up or cover all the fees, and then choose the custom brokers like you. Could you share some information or knowledge of what's the differences, which is the better way for whom?
Okay, so we're going to talk about DDP and DDU.
Mm.
So DDP is delivered duty paid. That's the acronym for it. And what it is that DDP is an international trade agreement where seller assumes all responsibility, risks, and costs, including shipping, insurance, and customs duties,
okay,
until the goods reach to the buyer's door.
Mm.
So say you ordered a package from Amazon, it's going to, whatever price you see on Amazon, that's the price you pay.
Right.
So that's what DDP is. For DDU means delivered duty unpaid. So this frequently results in customers incurring unexpected customs charges upon delivery, which is a significant factor in contributing cart abandonment and bad reviews.
Right.
So when we, as a customs broker, when we look at this DDP or DDU, if we see DDP, we do not customs clear those. We send it back to whoever the carrier is for that shipment. So that would be whether FedEx, UPS, or DHL.
Okay.
For DDU, if you are a client of ours, that this is where we will come in and assist the client with getting that shipment customs cleared from whichever carrier they had used. That's whether UPS, DHL, or FedEx.
Okay, so I think for business owners, they really care about the budget,
mm-hmm,
the money, and the potential cost for damage or the revenues, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, is there any way that you would suggest us to choose which way fits me more? Like, where can I compare the selections?
Unfortunately, that's not something that we do as brokers. That would be something that your freight forwarder or your shipper could advise on better. Because what we do is we do the paperwork for you that goes to CBSA.
Right.
So we don't see the goods, the physical goods itself. So there's no way we can assist you with that. So that would be something your carriers, the UPS, FedEx, or your shipping company or supplier can assist you with.
Okay, so as a beginner e-commerce business owner, mm-hmm, then I just need to make sure that in what way I need what kind of services. Mm-hmm. If I choose DDU, then that means I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
But if I choose DDP, then I don't have to bother you and I can save time for a consultant.
Yes.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, and then when we talk about like the story or the clients that you said,
mm-hmm,
who ship this insects from India, like not necessarily insects directly, but then got flagged and also got a lot of
penalties.
So I understand that you, as a custom broker or your company, help those customers to reduce the damage from being flagged or seized. So how can a broker realistically reduce the damage?
There is no way that any broker can do that.
Right.
The inspections and anything to do with any inspections, that's at CBSA's discretion.
Mm-hmm.
We have no control of, you know, even getting any shipment that's been flagged being inspected or released on time. That is a government operational a situation where they have their requirements to follow.
Right.
And also, when your shipment is flagged for an inspection, even CBSA has, you know, their regulations that